This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. When I say cocked and locked, I mean ready for any and everything. Are you prepared? The Boy Scouts might have used cocked and locked as their motto. Be prepared. That it was the Boy Scouts motto, as I remember it as a child. Gwyneth, the times are precarious. Everything's going wrong. The politicians are fighting with each other. The police has become at odds with the people, and vice versa. There's no trust in anything. Warranties don't mean anything. Campaign pledges and promises don't mean anything. It's every man, woman, and child for him or herself. That's what it appears to me to be. Any comments?
Yeah, the rats are fighting each other as they are looking to leap over the bulwarks to leave the sinking ship. This is what is happening in Washington at the moment with this whole Liz Cheney thing being a prime example. The Democrat Party's no better. You are seeing the collapse of the American empire. Actually, somebody whose work I follow quite closely is Jeff Berwick, and he has a website called Dollar Vigilante. I think it's called thedollarvigilante.com or dollarvigilante.com. And he wrote a book which was actually published earlier this year, and his book is entitled The Controlled Demolition of the American Empire. Okay? I haven't read the book, but I would like to read the book, and I would like to get it in hard copy if I possibly can before, you know, things collapse completely. But there are other things that are higher up on my shopping list than that, like I would say a nice big kettle and an oil press would be at the top of my list. By a nice big kettle, I mean about a 96-litre stainless steel kettle to sit on the top of my fire, because I need that sort of kettle sometimes. And that sort of kettle currently sells on eBay for about $130 to $150. It seems like it might be about a month before I'm able to do that. But if the world is still around in about a month, I would, you know, I would be kind of a little bit surprised. So, I don't know. Oh, my gosh. It really is all going to pop. It really is. There's no way around it. We are facing the apocalypse. And if we end up on the technological level of the Amish at the end of this, we'll actually be doing quite well. I've been saying that on and off for a few years. That's really, really what I believe. I believe that, you know, most of the population is going to be in a world of hurt, and they're probably going to end up dead just from starvation on account of the fact that they don't know how to do anything. And farmers are going to be in a world of hurt because practically everything they do relies on fossil fuels. And Nobody knows how to dig a fence post hole with a spade anymore. Nobody knows how to do that. Nobody knows how to plant a tree on the farm so that in a dry climate, so that it's going to survive the summer without any mechanized tools. If they want to dig, you know, a 1 meter, you know, or half meter square hole, they'll get a little ditch digger to dig that, you know, half meter square hole. And if I need to dig a half meter square hole, I don't have access to a ditch digger. I've got a spade. And so I'll get out there with my spade and I will dig the hole by hand with my spade. And I will cart wood chips or rubbish to put down the bottom of the hole to be a place for the worms to live. And I will fill that hole with well-aged manure, and I will mix polyacrylate into the well-aged manure, and I'll fill the hole with water, and I will thoroughly soak that well-aged manure, and then I'll put a layer of aged hay across the top of it, old hay across the top of it for a layer of mulch, and then I'll leave it for 6 to 8 weeks. And I'll guarantee, I've told people how to do this on air now so that people know how to do it. And after about a month, maybe 6 weeks, maybe 8 weeks, just depends on the time of the year, you've got a beautiful tree planting place. You can plant a tree there. And it's a day's work to do that for one woman. I don't know if men could do it quicker, but for me, it takes at least a day or a day and a half to do this. But at the end of it, I've got a tree planting hole that is just about guaranteed to grow a fruit tree, a nut tree, or an olive tree, an olive oil tree. You know, this is it. But nobody, you can't do this on a massive scale, and nobody knows how to do this anymore. You know, it took years for me to figure out how to do this. You know, that's just one example. And I've decided here on my farm to concentrate on things that I can do with my own hands. And I've only got 20 acres, and there's really only me and my son here, you know. So we chop wood by hand. We have pumps to pump water, you know. But if the pump fails, then we fill up the gravity tank by hand with one standing at the top of the tower and the other one down at the bottom of the tower with a hose, filling up the bucket. And then, you know, when the bucket's full, then the one that's at the top of the tower lifts it up and puts it into the gravity tower. If the pump fails, that's what we have to do. Otherwise, we fill up bottles once a day from the tank and then we take them inside. Big bottle, you know, probably about a gallon each, and there might be four or five of them, and that's our water for the day. That's if the pump fails. You know, this is it. People used to do this every day. 150 or 200 years ago, most people didn't have water pipes in their house. Most people had big bottles of water that they would go and take to their local well, the village well, or their own farm well. And they would have a bucket, and they would have a, you know, a little crane or a gantry on top of the well, and then they would, they would turn the handle on the well, and then they'd put the bucket down the bottom of the slot and then carry it up. And that's how they would do their water. You know, if they had animals, the animals drank from a dam or a creek, or they would fill up a trough by hand each day using water from the well. They didn't have... And if you had a pump, it was one of the big hand pumps, or it was a hydraulic ram in a creek, which is a type of water pump that uses water pressure, the water pressure in the creek to pump the water. It's a very clever device. I'm not going to describe right now what it is, but if you want to see one, then just type in hydraulic ram on your favorite search engine, and you'll come up for the plans for one. They're very easy to build. They work you know, there's hydraulic rams out there that are hundreds of years old. But this is
it's a mechanical process, class.
What was that, sorry?
It's a mechanical process. The hydraulic ram is a mechanical process, and it's spelled hydraulic, and then the next word is ram, R-A-M. Gwyneth, one of the things that we're going to talk about today, or I was hoping we could talk about, are things that the Queen owns. But I wanted to just go off on a quick tangent. We're talking about, you know, manual horsepower. One horsepower is 746 watts. Okay, class? And I want you to think about this. So one day at the expo, unknown to me, a guy showed up. This was our expo. And he had, like, a bicycle hooked up to a generator. And the bicycle was on a stand, and you just, and it was telling people that they could generate their own electricity. All they do is sit on this bicycle seat and pump away, and, you know, turn that crank with their feet, and they could generate electricity. Now, the answer is yes, they can. But how much electricity? And that's where people were kind of led to believe that they could generate way more electricity than they possibly could. So if you're thinking you can run your refrigerator by sitting on a bicycle hooked up to a small generator, the answer is no, you can't. Because I believe that the average person in reasonably good shape could generate about a tenth of a horsepower. So that's 75 watts, roughly. Now, 75 watts won't light up a 100-watt light bulb. It won't start a refrigerator. It won't run the electric mixer. It won't run your kitchen lighting. It'll hardly do anything. And you got to sit there cranking away on this generator slash bicycle to do it. So if you think that we can do without electricity, the answer is we're going to be hard-pressed to do it. And we'll go back to exactly what Gwyneth has been talking about, the hard way. And Gwyneth was talking about digging at roughly a 3-foot square hole in the ground. And it's hard work. I'm telling you, it's hard work. It's heavy and it's hard. And the average guy probably doesn't even have the shovel to do it if he wanted to do it. And you're not going to be able to do it in flip-flops. You're not going to be able to do it in bare feet. You're going to have boots on to push down with your foot on that shovel. And you're going to have a back that's strong enough to take that load of dirt out of the hole. And the deeper the hole gets, the harder it is to do. But that 3-foot by 3-foot or 1 meter by 1 meter square hole is about the size that you need to plant a tree. Because the tree, if you do what a lot of people do, they just dig a hole about a foot in diameter and they plant a tree, and the tree doesn't grow worth a darn because the tree's roots can't penetrate that compacted soil outside of that 1 foot diameter hole. So it needs to be a big hole, exactly as Gwyneth said, and it needs to be of soft compost that's mature with fertility in it, in order for that tree to survive the transplanting. That's what it takes. And it's going to be a tough row to hoe. Gwyneth, we're going to talk about the Queen and some of the things that she owns, right? This is staggering.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about that when we come back. Let's talk about...
I can hear music.
Yeah, let's talk about some of the artworks that she owns. We'll tell you how many she owns. Get ready to be absolutely floored. I did a little bit of arithmetic to figure out, just a way of describing this. You're not going to believe it. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com.
That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Watch it. Oh, no, there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
Turn it. What are today's hot?
Watch it. You've got your...
Take my...
When you go to
the...
For
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So one of the things that the Queen puts in charge, is in charge of, is the Royal Art Collection. And it's one of the world's largest, most impressive art collection. Now, she doesn't personally own it, but it's held in trust by her. And there are a million-plus pieces in the collection, and about 150,000 artworks from some of the great masters like Rembrandt, Raphael, etc. And some of these are displayed in museums, etc. But so I just did a quick calculation. I said, all right, so of 150,000 pieces, let's say she were going to view, or anyone, we're just going to view one of them per minute. Just look at each one and give it just a minute. That would be 2,500 hours. Or in work weeks, if you never took lunch and you didn't take a break to use the restroom, that would take, at 40 hours a week, that would be 62 and a half weeks. That's 1.2 years just to look at each piece of the 150,000 works of art for just 1 minute apiece. Now, that doesn't give you time to walk from the first one to the second one. That would mean that they'd be lined up and there'd be a conveyor belt and you could just sit there and you watch them as they go by and, you know, just pause them for 1 minute each. That's an enormous art collection, Gwyneth.
Yes, it is.
Any comments?
You know, something. The Queen owns a lot of things, okay? She owns every dolphin, every whale, every swan in Britain, in England. I'm not sure about Scotland, but probably in Scotland too. The thing is, they're not stupid, okay? People think that the royal family got to where they are. A lot of what it was pure criminality in centuries past, okay? But they're not stupid. And one thing that I would like to point out is what Prince Charles owns is he owns perhaps one of Britain's most important livestock farms, where he maintains bloodlines of almost extinct heritage livestock breeds. Breeds of livestock that can live without large quantities of wormers, without large quantities of extra vitamins, that can live out in the field. He owns, for example, he owns a lot of different livestock bloodlines. But one of the most important ones, in my opinion, is his herd of Berkshire pigs, which are a large black pig, which is specially adapted to live in the British forests, wild, more or less. You know, they become very domestic if you raise them right. You know, if you feed them and all the rest of it, and give them extra grain and all that. But they are designed to live as a free-range herd in an oak forest and to graze off the nuts that fall from the oak tree, the acorns and the other nuts that fall from the other wild nut trees that used to form the forests of Britain. The forests of Britain were at one time formed by wild nut trees, especially oak trees, but also hazelnuts and chestnuts and all sorts of other nut trees. This is what formed the deciduous forests of Britain and Europe. And they were inhabited by deer and they were inhabited by pigs. And Prince Charles has the most important herd of Berkshire pigs in Britain. These people are not stupid. They're not going to starve. Because if the worst comes to the worst, they will take the security detail and they'll go to Prince Charles's farm and they'll live on Prince Charles's farm and they'll be eating pork and vegetables. Roast vegetables every night. They're not stupid. I think that we need to take a leaf out of their book, Vincent, in that manner, in that respect. Yeah. Does that make
right.
sense?
Right, and I'd like to talk a little bit about the artwork, and if she didn't preserve it, who would?
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Cleveland Clinic on Tuesday released a study showing that over 99% of patients hospitalized with COVID-19 between January 1st and April 13th were not vaccinated. The numbers show coronavirus vaccines are effective at keeping people from dying and out of hospitals. The Biden administration Tuesday gave final approval to Vineyard Wind, a project off the Massachusetts coast slated to be the country's first large-scale offshore wind farm. While the go-ahead for the long-proposed project was expected, it marks a step in the White House plans to help jumpstart development of coastal projects off New York and New Jersey coasts. With a voice vote, Representative Liz Cheney, the Republican from Wyoming, has been removed by GOP lawmakers from the House conference chair.
We are a party that can fight for conservative principles, that can fight for substance. We cannot be dragged backward by the very dangerous lies of a former president.
USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Hamas and Israel exchange missiles, the consequences have cost lives on both sides. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Violence continues to escalate in Israel as Hamas militants fired rockets at Tel Aviv from Gaza Tuesday, with Israeli defense forces responding with airstrikes. Former U.S. Ambassador to Israel Martin Indyk believes tensions will continue to escalate. He tells CNBC that Israel will do what it feels it needs to in order to get Hamas to stop firing rockets at Israeli cities.
The Israelis are seeking now to try to reestablish the deterrence that they had that lasted for about 6 years and prevented these rocket attacks, for the most part, from landing on Israeli cities. And they won't be content to call this off until they've inflicted enough pain on Hamas to get them to stop that rocket fire. Hamas, on the other hand, is going to respond by attacking Israeli cities indiscriminately with these rockets to try to show that they will not be deterred by Israel and to champion the Palestinian cause.
The fighting stems from Palestinian grievances over what they see as years of efforts by Israel to push them out of Jerusalem, also a pending court decision on evictions in the area. After nearly 5 years in space, OSIRIS-REx mission is heading to Earth with a sample of rocks and dust from Bennu, a 4.5 billion-year-old asteroid that has been in an orbit that brings it near Earth for the past 1.75 million years. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, when we talk about some of these treasures, if the Queen or Prince Charles or someone who has been in a dynasty for a long time doesn't protect and conserve them, who would? Let me give you an example. I know of a very specific artifact. I've touched it. I've held it. And it is the last known best example of, we'll call it, the uniform that was used in a concentration camp. The best known surviving example. This is one that is in darn close to pristine condition. This is the one that was used and hung on the wall at a concentration camp in Europe, controlled by the Nazis. And this particular uniform was to be worn by the Jews that were captive. And this is the last known surviving pristine example. And it was one of the few that were used when the inspections occurred. Like, we're going to make sure that these conditions are humane and new uniforms would be issued rather than the, you know, the ones that were worn and filthy, etc. So this is the last surviving one. Now, I held it. I happen to know where it is. And if someone who didn't care about it, if someone didn't care about it, it'd be lost. Okay? Now, what happened to this thing? Well, I know for a fact that it hung in the Smithsonian Museum. I know it was there. But eventually, after a couple years, it ended up lost in the basement of the Smithsonian. Why? Because someone probably said, well, you know, let's take that rag down. We don't need to show that thing. It's hideous. It's awful. It represents evil. So let's take it off the wall. Now, the guy who owned it didn't know that it was taken down. He lent it to the Smithsonian to be put on display as a reminder of what happened. So unknown to him, his possession was taken and put in the basement. And eventually it could be lost and no one would remember or even know what happened to it. Now, fortunately, it was discovered that it was no longer on the wall, and he said, I want it back. So when we talk about the preservation of these art pieces of irreplaceable masterpieces of art, I think it's great that they're under the conservatorship of the Queen. Because who else is better to do it? Who else has had a family that's been in unbroken chain of command in Europe longer than the House of Windsor? Gwyneth, your comments.
Yeah, I would agree with you. And there are examples of royal houses in Europe that were literally lined up against the wall and shot. I'm speaking about the Romanovs. And some of the, you know, when the Tsar of Russia, Nicholas II, and his family were murdered, their houses were looted, and some of those treasures were lost forever. We don't know where some of the things are that were in some of the Russian palaces. Some of them survived up until World War II, but then the Nazis came along and took them. And because the Bolsheviks didn't really have any, you know, incentive to really want to protect these works of art, exquisite works of art, they've vanished. And nobody knows where they are. I'm thinking specifically of the Amber Room, which was a room in the favorite palace of Catherine the Great, which was called the Hermitage. Now, the Hermitage has hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of interconnected rooms, and these days it's a museum. But, you know, this is the Amber Room was maintained by the Bolsheviks because it was absolutely exquisite. All the furnishings of the room, the entire lining of this room, and it was a big room, was all made of amber, which is a precious stone, which is fossilized tree sap. And I've heard stories of what happened to the Amber Room. One of the stories is that it was, you know, the Nazis saw it and they said, wow, look at this. And they immediately dismantled it and put it into a submarine, which was sunk. That's one version of the story that I've heard. I don't know what happened to it. Nobody knows what happened to it. But that's an example of an absolutely exquisite work of art that will never, ever be replaced, that was lost, because 20 years beforehand, or 30 years, or however long it was, I think it was about 30 years before, the king of Russia was killed, murdered by the Bolsheviks. Now, I don't want anything to... I want the British royal family to continue because they have the job of protecting Britain and upholding the common law. That's their only job under British common law, is defense of the realm. And that includes the art, it includes the livestock, the native British livestock. Okay, like Berkshire pigs, like Highland cattle, like I know that Black Angus cattle are in no danger of extinction, but there are ancient lines of Black Angus cattle in the Scottish Highlands that are the original Black Angus cattle. And their genetics are not exactly the same as the genetics of the cattle that you have standing in your paddock, Vincent. Because there's been selective breeding happened to the Black Angus cattle since they came to America. They're not the same as the Black Angus that are still in the Scottish Highlands to this day, you know. And these Black Angus cattle are owned by the Crown, owned by Her Majesty, and they graze on Balmoral Estate, you know. And they maintain the bloodlines and make sure that they are true to the ancient type and not to the modern commercial type of Black Angus cattle that you have. That's a treasure. That genetic is a treasure. But you're right. It's art, it's culture, it's history, it's defense of the realm. And really, I believe that for all their faults and flaws and crimes, that the British royal family really does care about Britain as a political and cultural institution. I really believe that. And that no Republican or communist or other form of government will really care about Britain as an institution, as a political power. And also the whole English-speaking world, actually, including Australia and including New Zealand and including Canada, they won't care about the English-speaking world in quite the same way that the Queen will, and her family and her heirs and successors after her. Does that make sense, Vincent? I think that's what you're getting at, isn't it?
That is exactly what I'm getting at. And if you look at the looting of corporations, if you look at just Sears, Roebuck and Company as an example, it's been around over 100 years. But since the 1970s, it's been looted repeatedly by corporate raiders, mismanagement, etc., hired guns, and they're just there, and they serve at the pleasure of the board of directors. And they have destroyed the institution of Sears, Roebuck and Company. They have. It's known as Sears, and it's a laughing stock because it's been mismanaged. Now, the Crown has a code, I believe. Now, of course, I've never met the Queen nor anyone else in the monarchy. However, I do understand that they have a code of conduct that is simply defined, if you distill it down to its root, it is preserve the monarchy at all costs. Whatever it takes to preserve it, that's what they're going to do. Have you heard that as well?
Yeah, because they have a long memory, and they remember what happened to Tsar Nicholas II. And people forget that Tsar Nicholas II was actually the cousin of the King of England of the day. And the two men, I think it was George V, I think he was the first or second cousin of George V. And but if you looked at the two men side by side, Tsar Nicholas II and George V, the King of England, I might have the name wrong, okay? I can't keep track exactly. There were a number of kings around that time. But they are practically identical, and they could have passed for each other. This is it. They even had the same mustache. This is it, and they were first or second cousins.
You're talking about you're talking about the relationship between the King of England, the head of Germany, and the head or czar of Russia. They're all related. All three of them were related.
Yeah, that's right. And
as a matter of fact,
especially the King of England and the Tsar of Russia were practically identical.
Right. And
anyone can confirm that. They can go on the internet and look up their photos. Tsar Nicholas II, and I think it was King George V, but I might be wrong.
I believe you're right. And also, the House of Windsor adopted the name Windsor because they thought it stood for power, steadfastness, etc. It could be looked up to, the name Windsor, the House of Windsor. And that was because the roots of the royal family are not English at all. There's not one drop, if I'm not mistaken, of English blood in the royal family. It's all German blood. Maybe some Danish. Isn't that correct?
Well, yes and no. The Queen Mother was Scottish, from an ancient Scottish family. Okay? So this is it. So, but on Prince Philip's side, he is pure. He traces his ancestry back to Vlad Dracul on the eldest male line, who is the Duke of Transylvania, the one who was modeled after Count Dracula, and that is his direct male ancestor along the eldest male line. So he is the heir of Vlad Dracul. Vlad Dracul was not English.
We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth, this is the last segment of today's broadcast. Now, it seems like everything's getting worse. People are in positions they don't know what they're talking about. They have no business representing the companies that they are employed by. The lack of knowledge is, like, ubiquitous. People just don't know what they're doing, and it's awful. And so I guess the lesson of today is you're on your own, class. There's no one coming to help you. The government is beyond stupid. They've mismanaged the corona panic. They, I better tell Ron Gibson that we probably violated YouTube's policy again. I think I'll tell him that because of what I just said, mismanaging the corona panic. The government alleged representatives are fighting with each other, and this is the kind of thing that happened just before Rome fell. Everyone in power was trying to retain their power and blame others for all of the faults. Isn't that exactly what happened as Rome was collapsing, Gwyneth?
That's exactly what happened. And I think that what you said at the end of the last segment was very pertinent, that the royal family has a policy of maintain the monarchy at all costs. And we need to have a policy on our in our own estates, okay? Whether you've got an apartment or whether you've got 10,000 acres of land, you need to maintain that estate at all costs. That needs to be your first priority, because without it, you have nothing else, okay? Whether you have a postage stamp in the middle of the city, a little terraced house, you need to make the defense and the maintenance of that estate your top priority. Forget everything else, you know. And I should make up a set of rules, but I think that this would be a good first one. Maintain your integrity before God and man, okay? And let it be a true integrity, not just a matter of fake honor. If you can do that, you'll be well on the way. Second, maintain your estate at all costs. Maintain your personal monarchy at all costs. And thirdly, gosh, what would be third? Don't ever pay extortion or blackmail. Don't ever do that. It never ends. Okay? Once you pay it once, you're in it. And if it comes to a choice between paying the extortion fee or figuratively falling on your sword, choose to fall on your sword rather than pay the extortion. That used to be the policy of the U.S. military. I don't know if it is anymore, but it's the only way out.
General George Patton.
I think that's a good, three good rules to live by.
Yeah, except for one modification I'd suggest, Glenna. And this would come from General George Patton. And I'm paraphrasing. He didn't say it exactly this way, but don't fall on your sword. Make the other guy fall on his sword.
Exactly.
Okay.
I'll tell you what usually happens if you don't pay the extortion. Okay. Usually the extortionist will back off. That's what happens.
I have firsthand experience in that. I had a first-hand experience in that. Let me just share this very quickly. So a guy highly placed in Missouri state politics, very highly placed, told me that if I didn't shut down the Get Prepared Expo, if I didn't shut down USAPrepares.com LC, Limited Corporation, and if I didn't stop broadcasting USA Prepares, he was going to call a press conference of television, radio, and newsprint and other media, about over 80 sources. He's going to call a press conference, and that's what politicians can do. They can get the media to show up. And he was going to expose Vincent Finelli as someone who believed in UFOs and aliens wanted to overthrow the U.S. government, violently overthrow the U.S. government. And he said, if you don't, I'm going to do this. And I said, go ahead. Now, do I want to overthrow the U.S. government? Absolutely not. Now, I think we need a government, an honest government. I really believe that. But as far as UFOs and aliens, I said, well, actually, you know, some of that's true. I do think there are unidentified flying objects. And if we think that we're the biggest and best in the universe, we're pretty arrogant. So, and now what happens is, you know, all these years later, over 10 years later, the Pentagon is saying, yeah, these UFOs are real. How about that? So, you know, politicians can threaten you. They can. And people can, you know, try to extort you. And my response is, go ahead. But, you know, the outcome might not be as...
They end up falling on their own sword.
Yeah.
They will be the ones who end up falling on their own sword.
Right.
In instances of extortion.
I'm not advocating violence, class, but, you know, when you're threatened, you're threatened. And you'll have to decide what to do on your own. I'm not going to provide advice. Gwenna, thanks so much for being with us today. I'll see you next week.
God bless you.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.